Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. Before we jump into our conversation, I want to remind you, as we take a look, as we usually do on this day in history, two things we'll talk about very quickly. Blanche Kelso Bruce was the first black man elected to the U.S. Senate from Mississippi. And one of the things he taught us when he was in Senate, he was born into slavery. He presided over the U.S. Senate when he was in the Senate. And while serving there, remember this, in terms of what happens to people who are oppressed and then end up on top, like Blanche Kelso Bruce. He was an advocate for civil rights for not just African Americans, Native Americans, Chinese immigrants, which he was, but also for the former Confederates, who he wanted to give back the right to vote and participate. He was also the first black man on to represent our currency. He was Register of Treasury and signed all of our dollar bills back in the day, and a very special human being. We've done shows about him before, but I wanted to share that little tidbit. And in 1881, given what happened in Oklahoma, it's significant that the American Red Cross was founded on this day in 1881. And back in 1961, the second day of real racist trouble took place after the Freedom Rides went to Mississippi and Alabama, but specifically in Alabama, where people were killed, riots took place, and we'll be covering that more in the coming weeks to talk about what happened on the Freedom Rides in greater depth. Right now, we are joined by Scott Dance, who is a weather blogger and science reporter for the Baltimore Sun, and Zach Flash Luttrell, who is an organizer with the Central Oklahoma Black Red Alliance. Scott and Zach, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you, Morgan.
Scott, let me start with you before we turn to Zach to get some report from what's actually going on in Oklahoma. Talk about the size of this tornado and what happened here. There's confusion about whether it was a force of four or five. What the difference is, what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't think they know yet, and I think it's going to be a little while before they know, basically because the scale that they use is a lot more complex than it used to be. It factors in. They have to do a lot of surveying of damage, you know, what types of buildings got what type of damage, you know, what sorts of wind measurements did they get. So it's actually a pretty complex system for rating it, but, you know, just watching the coverage yesterday from, you know, the local TV meteorologist, as it was happening, I was watching a live stream of that, and, you know, obviously they see tornadoes every spring, and they said, you know, one of them said this was, you know, or a lot of them have said that this is the worst that they've seen ever, the damage just, you know, across such a wide area. It's like a 20-mile-long path that the tornado took for 40 minutes, and, you know, significant, you know, width of this path in terms of the destruction it caused.
And Zach, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you being joining us here today. Tell us, I mean, you're there. Tell us what it feels like, what it looks like, what's happening, what the reality is for people there on the ground.
Absolutely. The town of Moore looks like a war zone. The tornado went right across where the highway is, I-35. It's a densely populated area, a lot of business developments, but also a lot of residential areas. Roads were ripped off houses. Everything is just gone. This is our third major tornado strike in Moore in about 15 years. The first one was on May 3rd, and that was an F5. That was the highest tornado. The second one was on May 8, 2003, and this one they're discussing it dwarfing the first two.
And I something that, as I was talking about it with my wife Valerie this morning, she grew up in Indiana, mm-hmm. and so she grew up with this in her life, and she says one of the most terrifying things for her growing up as a little girl in Indiana was tornadoes and not knowing if it was going to hit your school and you were going to be crushed in the tornado. Which then I was just hearing what she was kind of feeling, what these children felt before and what happens when it hit. So Zach, I mean, what is the status now of all these children and how many people have we lost?
Right now we've got 51 confirmed deaths. The medical examiner's office is expecting at least 40 more out of the 51, 20 of those were children within that school that was hit. A lot of the children were in the basement of Plaza Towers Elementary, and some of the children drowned, unfortunately.
Drowned?
Yeah, they were in the basement, and whenever we have these tornadoes, we have flash flooding events. So at least seven children were killed in that school, and some of them were drowned, yes.
So you're part of the relief effort, is that right?
Absolutely. I work at a nonprofit here, and we will be getting together with the Red Cross. I'll be manning one of the command centers here probably all week.
And very quickly, when we go back to Scott and move to our guest who's here in the studio, so tell us very, very quickly, what is this Red Black Alliance you're part of? What is that? What is this relief group you're part of?
Well, the Central Oklahoma Black Red Alliance, or COBRA, is a anti-capitalist relief group. We do relief, and not just relief, but it's basically a news clearinghouse, but as part of the nonprofit, I work for Community Action, and so we'll be meeting with the other nonprofits and social service agencies as well as NGOs like the Red Cross to see how we can best help.
And Scott, the science again before we have to leave. What do we know about the F5 force, the tornadoes? Are these becoming more common occurrences? What is some of the analysis going on around this?
People are definitely asking that question, and I don't think it's something that there is a definitive, answer to, or whether they're happening more often. But, obviously there are just all these anecdotes like this, particularly, as the other guest was saying, in this one town over the past 15 years, a lot of serious tornadoes. I read one statistic from Climate Central, which, of course, they do a lot of work looking at, global climate change and saying that these tornadoes do still only make up, about 1% of all the tornadoes that occur, but they account for something like 70% of the deaths.
Well, I want to appreciate both of you taking the time here. And, of course, we will have information on our website about how people can contribute money, whatever else they can, to help the people in Moore, Oklahoma, who suffered this incredible disaster. We know there are more tornadoes being called for maybe in southeastern Oklahoma today, too. So we hoped not too much more damage, nobody else gets hurt. Scott Dance, thanks for always joining us at the last minute. We appreciate you always doing that.
Thank you.
And Zach, Flash Luttrell, thank you for your work. And our hearts are with you, and good luck with what happens next to the folks and more.
Hey, thank you very much.
Take care, y'all. We'll bring you more updates if we have them during the course of the week about what's going on in Oklahoma, and stay on top of that. And we'll talk to Zach as we see what happens as he does his work there.